Welcome to the Thoughtful Anarchy platform. This segment is called Ask a Black Lady. TT is not here today, so it's gonna be me. And if you watched the podcast previously, this is OG Baby. He's gonna be joining me and answering some of your questions today. All right, what's the first one? What is wrong with saying I don't see color or teaching my children not to? You answer first.
What is wrong with?
Like, you know, like how people say they're colorblind? Mm-hmm. They don't see race, things like that?
And they want to know why is it wrong to say that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't see much wrong with it.
What the?
You know what I mean? That they don't see color. But I would say you have to blame the parents, because it's what the parents instill into the kid as a child. Is what a kid would grow up to be. For example, if you were to put kids of different races of the age of one in a room, they would all play together. But if you you good?
Yeah.
You teach your kids to be racist and to hate folks as you come along, then I think that's where you go wrong at. You feel me? A lot of people say they don't teach the kids or they don't see color, but you still have to go off of the words that's coming out of your mouth and your actions. Because if you don't see color, but your actions and your energy and your words is racist, then you're still racist to me personally.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I feel like it's wrong to say that you teaching a child that you don't see color is because that's deliberately ignoring the experiences that people who don't look like you experience in this world. For example, as it stands presently, a black child's existence is very different from a white child's existence. Their life expectancy is different. Their economic opportunity is different. Their educational opportunity is different. They superimpose these views of delinquency, right? When white children are acting out, it's seen as, oh, they need help, as opposed to black children. They incarcerate them, they lock them up, they demonize them and vilify them in ways that they wouldn't another person, instead of seeking help and counsel, right? For these other people. That is problematic as a result. And I think that they're, I feel like it not recognizing or not, and are not teaching your kids that you perhaps need to be more culturally sensitive or racially sensitive when it comes to things like that. I feel like it's a detriment. I don't think that the experiences for all of us is the same as experiences for the other people. And I think that it does a disservice to the people who are experiencing these difficulties. You see what's been happening to black people forever, and what's happening to Asian people now, where they're getting beat up and assaulted and harassed in the street because of this COVID epidemic. You don't think that it would behoove people to understand that, yes, I understand that my child and I personally don't have any antipathy towards people because they look different or because they are different. But this is a problem for people in general.
Yeah, yeah. I never looked at it from that point of view. And I definitely agree with what you're saying. You know what I mean? I definitely agree with that. You feel me?
Well, you're raising black sons. Like, what is your idea?
It's scary, you know what I mean, to be raising black sons out here. I finally see for the last decade, kids nowadays ain't even living past 20. You know what I mean? My goal is to try and teach my son the ins and outs and how to navigate through this world so that he could become a dad or a granddad, you know what I mean, and live his full life. You know what I mean? I'm trying to keep him out of the streets to not have to do things that we possibly did when we was teenagers or young adults. You know what I mean? To getting educated on the history behind black people. You know what I mean? As well as educating them on the things that we would never taught to be educated on. Such as financial literacy, you know what I mean? Accounting and such forth. You know what I mean? So that he could grow up with the intentions and the knowledge to help better himself, to put himself in a better situation. Not saying that being in a better situation would actually take away his blackness, because it wouldn't, you know what I mean? It don't matter whether you're rich or poor, black is black. But it will kind of help keep him out of the eyes of so many white folks, you know what I mean? That's how I see that. But
and I don't even think it's just white people, because there's anti-black sentiments all around. I feel like this needs to be a concerted effort to just show that the life that we live in now is not equitable. Everybody don't have what they deserve. Everything is not fair. And to think that, I think it's dangerous and harmful to communities when you think that somebody's supposed to be able to do the same thing that you're able to do, when it's not the case, because they weren't given the same resources that you were given. Like, even the thing when I talk about education, black schools get less money than white areas that have those schools. So
as you can hospital.
At hospital, yeah, great point. Yeah. Things like that. Same and I feel like when I talk about advocating for my own healthcare within the system, I think people are so surprised that I'm very specific, because when I go for healthcare, I want black clinicians, right? Because purportedly, I believe that they will understand things about my black body better, things that are genetically incumbent on us, and just be more sensitive. Because oftentimes when I found that I had other providers who were non-black, they were very dismissive of my needs. And I had to be, quote unquote, aggressive in order to advocate for myself. And I don't want to have to deal with those things. And those are the inequities we're talking about. I know especially like the healthcare thing is very sensitive for people, especially with this COVID thing going on. Yeah. I know there's this narrative out there that healthcare people are heroes, and they are. I believe that they're doing tireless work. I think that it's a worthy profession. But in the black community specifically, there's a distrust with the health system, because in the past they've been tested on, and even currently we're dismissed. Black women are dying when they're having babies because people aren't taking their symptoms seriously. Even like how you were saying money is not the great equalizer. Serena Williams nearly bled out when she was having a baby, which is fucking crazy. That should never happen to anybody, but it happens to a lot of black women if you look at the mortality rates, and that's the shit I can't abide. So you can't tell people, you can't tell your kids that you're colorblind or race doesn't exist. Or I had somebody say, oh, well, you know, I just want us all to live by the words of Martin Luther. And I was like, you mean Martin Luther King? And they were like, yeah, just live in peace and love. I was like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Didn't they murder him? Yeah. They murdered him to death when he was talking about all this shit, because the things ain't fair for people who look like us. So I think that you should tell your kids that. I think that it'd be responsible, because to be quite frank, a lot of these white liberals out there talking about how they're not racist and they're not this and not that, and they're doing the same shit, them overt racists will be doing it just quieter.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay. I don't understand the rioting and looting at all. Why was there so much violence?
I think the rioting is a way for folks to hear you. But at the same time, they deem it as thuggish, you know what I mean, antics. They deem the rioting as thuggish antics, which I think is wrong. You know what I mean? You can expect to constantly kill black folks or do whatever you're doing to black folks and expect them to just stay silent and do nothing. The looting is just a part that comes with rioting, you know what I mean? If we can't get you the person, we're going to mess up what you are built. You get what I'm saying? Which is the target. Even though it's insured and the business probably get its money back, but the area that it was is no longer there. So even though you might get your money back and insurance money, you still ain't making the money every day no more. So that money, that stream of income goes out the window. At the same time, it do put a dent in the community, but I agree strongly with the rioting and the looting. You know what I mean? Burn it down. You know what I mean? I don't agree at all that cops should be able to kill black folks and get away with it. Not one bit. And I feel like if black folks decide to go back and start killing police, it would be all the talks and all of this. But why is the police not subject as a thug or as a bad man when he kill black people? Why is it always justified that he was doing his job or he was scared? You know what I mean? Or he was frantic for his life. It's really crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand it. To just dismiss a whole murder just off of the fact that he was a white man. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous to me. You know what I mean?
And to caveat off of that with my response is, I don't like the idea that the police are trained to kill in general. Yes, I mean, of course, the police, they do train to shoot, etc., have exceptional aim, whatever. But why is it aim to kill another person, right? Because if you believe in due process, if you murder this person in the streets, what the process that they're getting. You're judge, jury, and executioner. And that's supposedly not what this country is built upon. Why don't you shoot to incapacitate? But the question about the rioting, right? I don't give a fuck about that. I feel like that's a consequence of peaceful protests. The protests were majority peaceful, and then the police come out there with the riot gear and start agitating people and start busting bullets into crowds that they weren't doing anything. You didn't see them have all that smoke for them white people who was assaulting the fucking Capitol, who was purportedly attacking democracy. That's a shit I don't like, right? Because the response when it comes to people who are fighting to say, you know what, please don't kill us black people. Please stop. Like, we don't want to be murdered in the streets. You're saying that you have all this militarized weaponry and all this presence, etc., for us. But when these people are assaulting the nation's capital, you don't have shit to say? I think that it is a clear indication of what these people were trying to protest. Is that people are treated differently because of the color of our skin, and it's incorrect. And if it results in rioting and looting, to be quite frank, I think the government agitated it first. It is historically shown that the government has sought to be the downfall of the black community, right? And we're here supposedly trusting them to make sure that we're safe, and we're just supposed to respect them unduly or submit to their authority. That doesn't make sense to me. So I definitely don't want anything to metastasize into violence. However, if it does, I don't feel like these people are the catalyst for it. I feel like our government has been attacking us, using violence on people who like us, look like us. They've been harming us for a long time. I know I have been on the back end of police violence and governmental violence. And there are people who would subscribe to the notion that it's my fault because supposedly I did something. But as we've seen, it's just that there are these implicit biases in our communities that say people like you and me are more prone to be threatening or more prone to be violent or more prone to commit crime. Who put these narratives in place?
Especially when you got dreads in your head.
Oh, that's a question that's coming up. Yeah, especially when you got certain things like if you look too black, me with my head wrap, like things like that become a target. I get people asking me all the time, are you Muslim? One, why the fuck does that matter? Two, mind your fucking business. And three, mind your fucking business. That's the kind of shit I don't like. So if this is a consequence, right, of people trying to assert their rights and their agency as people who don't want to be murdered in the street by government-sanctioned assassins, then so be it, right? This is not what I want, but this is what happens as a result of people combating government oppression, combating systematic racism, systematic murders. It's not to say that the law enforcement agencies in this country hasn't been pumping drugs and crime into our environments. They have been. So how do we rectify that? And that's what the protests were asking.
It just said that recent incident that was happening with the white guy killing those 8 folks.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how you could kill 8 people as a white man and get into custody safely, but you could be driving while black and end up dead. It's just a whole crazy dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
How I don't understand that situation there. And then to come up with the notion that the guy had a bad day is the reason why he killed those 8 folks. And then turn around and say, well, this guy who we shot in the car was a thug and hanging out with thugs, so it was justified. It's really crazy. I don't get that. You know what I mean? That's a really crazy situation for me.
That's stuff I don't get either. It is quite full of folly, right? I am continuously frustrated by this whole idea, and then people are like deliberately obtuse. Why didn't he listen? Why didn't he do? Man, that sometimes it's not even about that shit. The police look at somebody like us, and even if we question them, they're like, who are you to question me? Correct. Slave. Correct. Shut up. That's what they want to say, but they're not able to say it. So, I mean, sometimes, like I said, I don't advocate for violence, but sometimes that's what it takes to make these people listen, right? These people are listening to these capital riots. Oh, we need to take the Trump supporters into hand, see what they want to help make this nation feel like it belongs to all of us. But so you want to discredit Black Lives Matter movement people, but these people got all the voice in the world? Why is that? What's the difference in the two? I wonder. Okay, next question. How do you feel about other races wearing dreadlocks, cornrows, or braids?
Man, that's some nonsense. You know what I mean?
You don't like it when they do that?
No. Okay. Especially the dreadlocks part, because as you can see, I carry dreads. As you can also tell that I'm Caribbean. So
they don't know that. They probably.
But probably found it on the accent. I'm pretty sure.
You're not from Tanzania?
I'm pretty sure they know I got an accent, so it's not like it just dreads like America do to the hair, you know what I mean, like a style. You know what I mean? Dreadlock for some is actually a culture. You know what I mean? For many it's a culture. So to take that, I feel like you just run with it just because it is a style or it's something you want to do is crazy. You get what I'm saying? Or the Congo stuff, the Congo in your head from a different race just to feel like you want to fit in. It's also crazy. Like, I don't get it with people when they do black stuff and then turn around and say they ain't black. You know what I mean? Why wear dreadlocks if you don't want to be classified as a rasta?
Okay, but...
Or a dreadhead.
But you know there's some people... Some black people who have locks and they ain't classify themselves as rasta.
Yeah, they classify themselves as dreads. And that's understandable because...
But even dreads, you know, they don't do that. They just wear it as a style.
Yeah, because now they have made it a style now. It's been stylish now to have dreads. But back in the day, dreadlocks was banished again. They didn't like folks that wear dreadlocks back in the days.
Yeah, because rasta.
Yeah, because of rasta. That was back in the days. But now... All of a sudden, it's a style.
But that's what I'm talking about presently, right? In present day, and people who wear dreads for style, right? Locks for style. What do you think about that?
At this point in life, it really don't even bother me. Like I try not to let too much stuff stress me. Like I said, I'm in the 30s. I ain't got no gray hair. I'm trying to stick that way. No gray hair. Young, fine, and sexy. So I really don't really bother me with that. The Congo stuff, like, the world has gotten so advanced that everybody's comfortable with everything now. With the Congo, with the dreads, with everything. It don't matter the color of your race. You know what I mean? As far as you see, as you can see, we got white folks rapping. You know what I mean? I'm saying that white folks can rap, mm-hmm. but, you know what I mean? We got all kind of crazy stuff happening now. Folks wearing nails and toenail polish and saying they're straight.
Nothing wrong with toenail polish.
No, nail, like long fingernails.
Nothing wrong with that.
And saying you're straight, you know what
you
I mean?
You could like, wear long fingernails and
say and that's what I'm saying, this is what the world has come to know. So to see a straight guy wearing long fingernails, painted and toenail and all the stuff, and saying you're straight, you know what I mean? Guys wearing, of different ways, wearing Congos and all the other stuff, it's just the usual norm right now. So to me, it really no big issue to me on that situation.
Okay.
And I've come to accept that, you know.
Okay. So my thought process is, right, I don't care what you do with your hair or whatever. The only thing is when I don't like when I feel that the media is intellectually dishonest. When they had this, I'm pretty sure I discussed this sometime before, when Kim Kardashian was wearing cornrows, mm-hmm. and they were like, those are Bo Derek braids. And I'm pretty sure Bo Derek was like a white model. I was like, you think Bo Derek came up with cornrows?
Yeah.
When black people have been doing this since the dawn of time?
Yeah.
You a fucking idiot. That's the shit I don't like. But, I mean, if you want to wear that shit, I mean, by all means, if it looks bad, I mean, I'll clown you silently because I don't believe in, like, putting hate out there loud. If I don't like something, I usually just scroll past it or I just don't comment on it. But I don't care about that. My issue is when they appropriate it to make money. Like, you see when those brands do stuff, they'll take black culture and they'll be like, it's the dip for me or hot girl summer, or they'll be like, hot girl lipstick, stuff like that. When they take it to use money and don't give black people the credit for it and don't give black people the money for, like, their intellectual property as you were discussing, that's my issue. When they take black style, when they usurp black hair and they don't credit black people, that's an issue for me. Because things like extensions, right, and weaves, I mean, I feel like all races use it, right?
Yeah.
But who do you think popularized it, and who they target?
Yeah.
Black women, right?
Yeah.
And we don't get any of the credit for that. They're just like, these weave head bitches. So you want to clown us for the things that you're targeting towards us and the things that you're lauding in the media, etc., and that you're usurping the style and you're benefit off of, but you want to look at us negatively for it? That's the shit I don't like.
That's
the shit I don't like. Next question. What you think about Rachel Dolezal?
I do not know who Rachel is.
Oh, Rachel Dolezal. She ran, I think she ran one of them chapters in a W state. What's the name? Rachel Dolezal. Okay, Rachel Dolezal. So she read, I think she ran a chapter of the NAACP.
The white woman who thinks she black?
Yeah!
Man, that woman crazy as hell, though. Hey, no way. This, and she came out the other way and said she white. You know what I mean? Like,
she didn't came out the other way. She said she still identifies as black.
Man.
She said she can't find no work, so she's just been braiding people here.
That woman crazy as hell, though. She better sit her ass down somewhere with that nonsense. But she black. She whiter than the damn chalkboard.
My issue, right, is that this woman doesn't have lived experience as a black person. She decided when she was older, was like, you know what looks nice? Brown skin. You know what looks nice? Kinky hair. Let me do some of that. And then usurp. And because of her whiteness, just the privilege in her mind to think that she could just usurp that blackness and use it for her own gain. She was able to rise to a prominent level in her community and was the head of an NAACP as an informer. Just using her white ego and narcissism to get these positions of power, and then have the nerve to tell black people, it wasn't about you. You shouldn't be upset. I wasn't doing it to make all you mad. I just felt like I was black on the inside. Bitch. Yeah, you know what it is to be black on the outside?
Yeah, that's dumb as hell. You know what I mean? I never liked that honest statement she made saying that she was black. That just don't make no sense to me. Oh, it's impossible for you to be born of two white folks to grow up in this world that's called America. To not have gone through the struggles that black people have gone through time and time and decades over, to then consider yourself a black African-American is absurd and crazy to me. You know what I mean?
And to be quite frank, I don't care what kind of economic situation you've ever been in. I feel like you've always felt, like people have always felt at least some of the unease of blackness in this country. Like, no matter how much money you have, like, people that just bitch about, I bitch about Willow and Jaden, and they talk about how rough their life is. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest, I feel like it's just... shut up in the same hand, but still, I understand that even if they're rich, as black kids on the internet, they have a lot more scrutiny than perhaps a white kid would. Correct. And they're treated definitely treated more terribly. Their identities, their image, their actions are viewed on a heavier lens and more negatively when they do something, even if they fuck up. I mean, kids, mm-hmm. kids are, I feel like one thing. I don't feel like black kids get to really be kids because they always come upon these experiences where they realize, like, oh shit, life is different for me. Mm. And then she's going to say, oh, well, she identifies with black people. How the fuck you identify when you haven't had these lived experiences, when you haven't been through the shit, right? I'm not saying that the black experience is all about trauma, but I'm saying there is a time when you arrive at the conclusion in your black existence, you're like, holy shit, people treat me different because I look different.
Yeah.
You do arrive at that. And no matter where you go, I remember when I went to Europe, then people were just like, went to the Philippines, people like,
that's crazy.
The blackness, it feels like a moving target. And she don't understand that. So for her to try to say that, and for her to, I feel like she needs to give back reparations as well. I don't want to hear shit about Rachel Dolezal. I don't care if she's not living life great. I'm empathetic. I'm an empathetic person, but I'm not empathetic for her because to me that's bullshit. I would never go around and be like, well, I'm a dark skinned Asian woman, now give me money because of that.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna take somebody else's struggle for what?
Yeah, that's
what. For what? Unless you're trying to capitalize on it, it's fuck shit, right? Mm. It's fuck shit. But that's the last question that we're gonna answer today. If you have any more questions, feel free to send them to our email. It's gonna be in the Instagram link. And yeah, please like, share, comment, subscribe, leave any feedback, leave all your questions. As always, you'll remain anonymous. Okay, thank you for joining us. Goodbye.